You're listening to NPR's All Things Considered on Iowa Public Radio. The time is 4:45. I'm Pat Blank. And joining me on the phone is Winnebago County farmer Wayne Johnson. Hello, Wayne.
Hi.
Checking in to see what you're up to today. Understand we've got some sunshine and some wind.
We had a little bit of a rain-snow combination yesterday, anywhere from a tenth to three-tenths of an inch around, and otherwise it probably would have gone well today.
Let's talk about how this compares with last May. You're not a stranger at all to snow in May, unfortunately.
Yeah, we're professionals at this. Last year, our first day in the field was like May 11th in this area. We had, we had a real heavy snowfall May 2nd, and so it was a real late start last year. Most years, I'm done planting corn May 5th, so here we are today trying to get started, so 2 years in a row.
I remember when I was growing up on a farm, May 10th was circled really big on the calendar. So for our non-farmer audience, let's talk about what happens after May 10th if you don't get a chance to get the corn in the ground.
Well, our expenses are still the same. You know, it always takes the same amount of fertilizers, seeds, herbicides, same amount of labor to do it whenever we do it. And the maximum yield window is usually that April 20th to May 10th, 12th, right in there. And then it drops off pretty dramatically. I would say by June 1st, it's down in the 70% range. And in an industry where we work on a 10% margin, maybe an 8% margin, that is into the loss column by 10 or 20%. So, yeah, we like to get it planted at the right time.
And we have something other than weather to factor in this modern age. I was talking to you one day, and you were telling me that you were having some problems with the clouds, not the atmospheric clouds, but technology-wise. Explain that.
Yeah, technology is always an interesting thing. I know a couple of years ago, I was trying to start a planter, and we had two John Deere dealerships, and we worked on it for 8 hours, and it turned out that I was supposed to be holding one button on my dash for 3 seconds, and that would have solved our issues, and it took mechanics and everybody to figure that out. If we just do it the same way we did it in 1950, it'd be all we need is an oil can and a crescent wrench. This year, it was my clouds weren't syncing between my planter, and took 2 hours to get my clouds to sync. So that's just basically data. Communicate to the planter exactly what it's supposed to do.
I imagine our fathers and grandfathers would just be shaking their heads and saying, why can't you just use that oil can in the crescent wrench and plant the darn corn?
Exactly. I guess the research is there and kind of supports that, you know, we need to be adjusting rates as we go across the field and depth. And so I don't want that planter unit having any kind of a bounce as it goes across the field, and uniform depth translates to uniform emergence.
And I know it's a busy time for you, so I'll let you go after this one last question. If you could ask for the best weather, the best circumstances between now and May 10th, what would be your request?
I need about 10 days to get my corn crop planted, and so I don't need any additional moisture. We're at full capacity here. The drought has been totally wiped out here. Our tiles are running, and so we just need warm temperatures and sunshine and a 10-mile-an-hour breeze for about 2 weeks would make me a happy camper, I guess.
And I think we'd all be happy campers. Thank you, Wayne Johnson, for spending some time with me this afternoon, and good luck, and we'll be checking in with you again from time to time throughout the planting season and the growing season.
Okay, thanks a lot, Pat, for the work you do.